Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Act 4, Scene 2. Fife, Macduff's Castle. Enter Lady Macduff, her son, and Ross. What had he done to make him fly the land?
You must have patience, madam. He had none. His flight was madness. When our actions do not, our fears do make us traitors.
You know not whether it was his wisdom or his fear.
Wisdom! To leave his wife, to leave his babes, his mansion, and his titles in a place from whence himself does fly? He loves us not. He wants the natural touch. For the poor wren, the most diminutive of birds, will fight, her young ones in her nest against the owl. All is the fear, and nothing is the love. As little is the wisdom where the flight so runs against all reason.
My dearest coz, I pray you school yourself. But for your husband, he is noble, wise, judicious, and best knows the fits of the season. I dare not speak much further. But cruel are the times when we are traitors and do not know ourselves, when we hold rumor from what we fear, yet know not what we fear, but float upon a wild and violent sea, each way and move. I take my leave of you, shall not be long, but I'll be here again. Things at the worst will cease, or else climb upward to what they were before. My pretty cousin, blessing upon you.
Fathered he is, and yet he's fatherless.
I am so much a fool, should I stay longer, it would be my disgrace and your discomfort. I take my leave at once.
Ross exits.
Sorry, your father's dead. And what will you do now? How will you live?
As birds do, mother.
What, with worms and flies?
With what I get, I mean. And so do they.
Poor bird. Thou'lst never fear the net nor lime, the pitfall nor the gin.
Why should I, mother? Poor birds, they are not set for. My father is not dead, for all you're saying.
Yes, he is dead. How wilt thou do for a father?
Nay, how will you do for a husband?
Why, I can buy me 20 at any market.
Then you'll buy him to sell him again.
Thou speakest with all thy wit, and yet, in faith, with wit enough for thee.
Was my father a traitor, mother?
Aye, that he was.
What is a traitor?
Why, one that swears and lies.
And be all traitors that do so?
Everyone that does so is a traitor and must be hanged.
And must they all be hanged that swear and lie?
Everyone.
Who must hang them?
Why, the honest men.
Then the liars and swearers are fools, for there are liars and swearers enow to beat the honest men and hang up them.
Now, God help thee, poor monkey, but how wilt thou do for a father?
If he were dead, you'd weep for him. If you would not, it were a good sign that I should quickly have a new father.
Poor prattler, how thou talkest!
Enter a messenger.
Bless you, fair dame. I am not to you known, though in your state of honour I am perfect. I doubt some danger does approach you nearly. If you will take a homely man's advice, be not found here hence with your little ones to fright you thus, methinks I am too savage. To do worse to you were fell cruelty, which is too nigh your person. Heaven preserve you, I dare abide no longer.
The messenger exits.
Whither should I fly? I have done no harm. But I remember now I am in this earthly world, where to do harm is often laudable, to do good sometimes accounted dangerous folly. Why, then, alas, do I put up that womanly defence to say I have done no harm? What are these faces?
Enter murderers.
Where is your husband?
I hope in no place so unsanctified where such as thou mayest find him.
He's a traitor.
Thou liest, thou shag-eared villain.
What, you egg?
He stabs the son.
Young fry of treachery.
He has killed me, mother. Run away, I pray you.
The son dies. Lady Macduff exits, crying,
Murther!
The murderers exit, following her. The end of Act 4, Scene 2 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.